Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. I am Dr. Denver Chidi. Matthew chapter 10 verse 8 says, "Freely you have received, freely give. Freely you have received, freely give." Recently, my wife and I were in Orlando, Florida for a Christian convention. We had a booth there to sell our book, Small Devil, Big God, and it was a tremendous success. The book generally was well received. In fact, there is one particular testimony that kind of stands out in my mind. There was this Spanish guy from the Dominican Republic walked up to our booth and he recognized the cover of the book, The Big Lion, and he saw the Spanish version of the book, Small Devil, Big God. It's called Pequeños Diablo, Dios Grande. And he saw the Spanish version and he said, "I know that book." Somebody gave him that book as a gift. That person obviously bought the book on Amazon and they gave it to him as a gift, and he talked about, with a little English that he knew, how much of a blessing that book was to him. And that was such a powerful testimony for us, because it's a lot of sacrifice, and hearing that testimony is really worth it. But there was one experience when we were at the convention that I would like to talk about today. There is one particular person who came up to the booth and we were talking to him. He was talking about his experiences in the church, how he was hurt. And at first, we were trying to tell him how a lot of his bondage could be broken if he understands the truth of Scripture and if he gets rid of the myths that he holds in his head, because the Bible said, "You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free." You could go up to 100 altar calls. That will not set you free from bondage, because setting free is only something that the truth of God's word could do for you. So we started counseling the person. Initially, we were trying to sell him the book, but we realized, look, we have to be led by the Spirit here. And this guy has a lot of issues that we need to help him through. So we started counseling him, praying with him, and taking him through scriptures. We prayed with him. He cried. He rededicated his life to the Lord. And all of that we did. We took a good 5 or 10 minutes ministering to him, while a lot of other people went by and we couldn't attend to them because we were so busy attending to this guy, because we felt the need was there. And do you know, at the end of it, the man still didn't buy the book? I mean, I don't know. At first, I was kind of hurt by that, you know. After we took all this time to minister to you, you still didn't buy the book, man. $10 you couldn't spend. You're an American living in America. You couldn't spend $10 on a book that will transform your life after we spent all that time ministering to you. And you probably give 10% of your money to a pastor who teaches you nothing. And we were really hurt, you know. We were offended. And eventually we realized, okay, we needed to deal with that. But at the time, at the moment, we were really upset. I mean, how could this guy not buy the book after we spent all this time ministering to him? And here's the thing, he bought other people's books. And they probably didn't spend any time ministering to him. And it really kind of put us in a position there where, you know, why are we doing all of this? Why are we spending all this time and effort ministering to people for nothing in return? And it really hurt at that moment. And I was almost offended. But then I remembered a video I saw on YouTube. And I'm not going to call names, but there were two very popular ministers in a very popular Christian network. They were talking to each other about having their own private jets. Both of these guys have their own private jets, but one of them was complaining that his private jet was old. You know, it was so small, this private jet he has, and that he can't travel long distances because the jet is so small. He would always have to stop somewhere to refuel. and then they will have to take off again. And he said it's so inconvenient, it's such a hindrance to the Holy Spirit, because they have to stop their private jet to refuel and then to go again. It is really a hindrance, and it slows them down in their work for God, you know, inverted commas. And one of them said to the other, so people ask us all the time, why don't we just forget the private jet, which is so expensive, and just travel first class? And to me, Denver Chady, thinking, you know, that is a really good question. I would love to hear your answer to that question, because that way, if you've traveled first class, rather than owning your own private jet, it costs a lot less money, and then you could invest that money into the kingdom of God to do actual work, rather than just paying fuel and paying dividends on this jet. So here was the answer. He said, we've traveled first class in the past. We've traveled first class, and what always happens when we travel first class? The word will go around in the airplane. Hey, Reverend so-and-so, Pastor so-and-so is on the plane. And then people will just start coming up to them for prayer, so that they could lay hands. They will start talking to them about their problems. And he said, it is such an inconvenience. You know, it's such a hindrance when people only bothering you. And I just laughed to myself, because these are the guys, huh? These are the guys who will always talk about money. They will always try to get people to give. And you know who are the people who give? The same people who come up to them for prayer, who they consider to be such a burden. So they have no problem taking the people's money. But when it comes to actually ministering to the people, they consider the people to be a burden. And I remembered at that moment when I was about to be offended how the guy didn't buy the book. I remember that video, and I determined in my heart, you know what? I'm not going to be like those guys. I'm not going to be a mercenary Christian who just does it because there is something in it for me. Jesus said, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust will corrupt, but lay up treasure in heaven that is incorruptible. I determined, you know what? I am not going to be like those guys. I am not going to be a mercenary Christian. There's a good friend of mine, a few years ago, he was going through a really hard time, and he was borderline suicidal. And he called a popular Christian network in Trinidad, a Christian TV station, and somebody answered the phone, and he told them, listen, folks, I am going through a really hard time right now. I really need prayer because I feel like I'm on the verge of committing suicide. I'm not sure how I could handle all of the things going on in my life. Is there anybody who could pray with me? And the person on the other end of the line said, I'm sorry, the prayer line is closed right now. You need to call back tomorrow. And the person said, you mean there is nobody there who could pray with me right now? And she said, no, sir, I told you have to call back tomorrow. The prayer line is closed. Today, that person is a pastor. And, you know, I wonder, what is it like sitting in the congregation of a pastor like that? Who would see somebody telling them that they're on the verge of committing suicide, and you are more concerned about your hours than about ministering to that person's need? What kind of pastor is it where you don't think one person is worth the effort because that one person is not worth anything to you financially? And I determined, you know what? I am not going to be like that. I am not going to be like that. I am not going to be a mercenary Christian. A mercenary is not a real soldier, but somebody who does the same work as a soldier, but he does it for money. A real soldier will lay down his life for his country. A mercenary does the work of a soldier, but he does it for money. So a mercenary could easily turn on his own country. He could become a terrorist and an enemy of the state if the price is right. And I determined, you know what? I am not going to be a mercenary Christian. These mercenary pastors are giving Christianity a bad name. And I determined, you know what? Even if the guy doesn't buy the book, we minister to him. And I pray that God will help him through in whatever problem that he is going through. And that he will eventually come out of that situation. He will overcome and he will be a blessing to other people. And that maybe one day when I get to heaven, God will show me all the great things that I did that I never got recognized or rewarded for, and there'll be a great reward in heaven for me. Maybe I will never get my own private jet in this life, but God will reward me in heaven with something that is infinitely greater than a private jet. And that is what the Bible actually says. And it's a mentality that a lot of Christian ministers have when they're small, but when they get big, they forget. And they get focused on money. Uzziah, in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, when he was young, he served the Lord. But when he got older and he got established and he became big, he forgot God. So I challenge you, do not be a mercenary Christian. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. Do not ever ask yourself, when it comes to ministry, what's in it for me? You may not be a pastor. You may not be a big-time minister. Maybe nobody knows your name. Maybe you don't have the word reverend at the beginning of your name. And maybe you don't have the word PhD at the end of your name. But you're a minister. You're just doing your Sunday school. You're teaching the kids. You're doing home ministry. You're in the prayer group. You're in the evangelism group. You're visiting the hospital and praying for sick people. Do it unto the Lord. The Bible says, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord, for from the Lord you shall receive the inheritance of the reward. As a Christian minister, there is no such thing as rights. Jesus said, whoever will follow me, whoever will be my disciple, you must lay down your life daily and serve me. I have learned a long time ago that as a minister of the gospel, you have no rights. All of your rights died a long time ago. Any entitlement you feel you have in this life, it died the minute you decided to follow Christ. And whatever is still alive dies daily. That's the life of being a Christian minister, where we give up everything now. And we work for free. We serve God freely. Freely you have received, freely give, so that you could have reward in the next life. So my challenge to you, freely you have received, freely give. Don't withhold blessings from people when it's in your power to do it, just because there is nothing in it for you. Give freely. Minister to other people. Whatever God has blessed you with, whatever trial you have gone through, the Bible said, with the same consolation that you have received, now share that consolation with others. The reason God allows you to go through things sometimes is so that you can minister to other people who are going through the same things. Freely you have received, freely give. I pray that you will be a blessing to people. And we talked about the book earlier, Small Devil, Big God. It's available in bookstores in Trinidad. Feel free to check it out. It's in Mohammed's bookstores. It's in Sharon's bookstores. And also Christian Education Center in Trin City Mall. The book is called Small Devil, Big God. You will recognize it by the big lion on the front cover. If you don't see it on shelves, just ask for it by name, Small Devil, Big God. And even if you choose to not buy the book, we pray that this program will be a tremendous blessing to you anyway. So God bless you, and we'll see you all next time.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you, and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.